With the election of President John F. Kennedy in 1960, the White House became home for a couple who were possibly the most sophisticated president and first lady in the long history of the mansion. Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, from the day of her birth, was surrounded by money and the gracious things money can buy. Additionally, she had grown up with a knowledge and love of the arts, which she put to use when she became first lady. Mrs. Kennedy had a personal love of fine antique furniture and related decorative accessories. On her first visit to the White House in December of 1960, when Mamie Eisenhower personally gave her a tour of her new home, Mrs. Kennedy was distressed to see the department store reproductions with which the house was then furnished. She decided then that her contribution to the position of First Lady would be an effort to return to the White House objects of historical association, and to supplement these historical pieces with objects of similar design and period which had artistic merit. She appointed a committee of antiquarians to assist her with this project. At her instigation, Congress passed a bill giving permanent museum status to the White House, with the provision that any furnishings received for the White House that were not actually to be used there would be placed in the custody of the Smithsonian Institution. Eating at the White House became a fine art along with Mrs. Kennedy's other innovations. The kitchen was presided over by a French chef, René Verdon. Jacqueline Kennedy also initiated ways to serve official meals at locations other than the White House. When the President of Pakistan visited this country, the dinner in his honor was staged at Mount Vernon, with the guests conveyed to the port there aboard the presidential yacht.